In today's gospel, we see Peter and John running to the tomb to verify Mary's message that Jesus wasn't there. We are also told that when John saw the burial cloths in place, he believed. And so, in his future writings, John will say, "We witness to what we have seen, to what we have touched." It is the scene of the empty tomb that embeds itself in John's soul. As we stand before the empty tomb today, let us rejoice and sing our alleluias, for we too have risen with the Lord. After 40 days of intense focus on conversion, we leave the old self behind and rise to newness of life in Christ. This is the gift of the Lenten season. As we go about our lives living the gospel with greater intensity, doing good wherever we go, we give witness to the power of Jesus' resurrection. We are witnesses that Calvary is not the end of the story. There is more. Much more. Jesus lives, and our ability to grow in goodness, our ability to grow in holiness, attest to this fact. Let us continue growing deeper into the life of Christ each day. Then, Jesus' presence will be a reality in our world, so that all people can sing and rejoice, "Alleluia, Jesus Christ is risen. He who was dead now lives."